Discussion in Patna. Participants include Jonathan, Tom, Beverly, Nina, Com, and L.
The three words is never arise together, because you're either abstaining from wrong speech or wrong action or wrong life, one or the other, except at the moment of enlightenment, which is the Lokuttara moment, when all eight factors arise together.
There are five, and why there are eight. And there can be six as well. Because one can arise. It's samma sankappa. Sankappa is vitakka cetasika. But it's called samma sankappa. Maybe it's not like ordinary vitakka, that's why for the maka it says samma sankappa. But it's the vitakka cetasika.
Sometimes translated as right thinking.
But is it?
It's not thinking. It's just a translation of the term samma sankappa.
And that, and that was contact, or what was it?
Not contact,
touch,
as
touch, you were saying it.
But vitakka,
Vitakka.
Speech, or in terms of, that's always abstaining?
Right.
So there's not just spontaneous.
Because when we talk Dhamma, or the right things, at that moment, when it's not the moment of abstaining from wrong word, like harsh word or things like that, it is, there is no sammas vaca, no right speech, cetasika. It's only the word which is right, but at that moment there is no cetasika which abstain from harsh word or anything.
Again, the context here is the fivefold path. So I think what you're asking about is if there is speech that is motivated by wholesome cetasika. Of course there is that, but the wholesome cetasika is not right speech of the fivefold path.
Speech now is right, but is there any viriti cetasika samma vaca?
No awareness, you see, so there's no... But even if
by,
there was, there wouldn't be right.
By other wholesome cetasika, by saddha, by hiri, by ottapa, can condition right speech. But these three, only when it abstain from wrong speech and wrong deeds and wrong livelihood. Otherwise it will arise all the time when there is right speech, when it's motivated by the wholesome, the other wholesome cetasikas.
So here she's using right speech in another sense,
as
wholesome speech, which we can also do. But one has to understand the context.
And the word livelihood seems like a funny...
One asks the question, why is right livelihood a factor of this group?
Usually we sometimes have wrong livelihood unknowingly, because it's not great or strong enough for us to know, like selling heroin, something like that, that is wrong, we can know. But sometimes in our career there must be some moments when we do not speak correctly or truthfully, and that moment is livelihood, that abstain from such things when you earn your life, your living.
Would you give another example of a right livelihood that we don't know? A wrong livelihood.
What is your livelihood now?
Right now?
No, in Hong Kong.
In Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Government lawyer.
life, right livelihood.
According to the description, it should be okay, but it depends on how whether I perform it with kusala or akusala.
Yeah.
So, I'm not speaking truthfully. I'm deceiving. Then that would be if there's abstention from that at this level, then it would be right livelihood.
Yes.
Abstention from what?
From speaking untruthfully in the course of my work.
Oh, in the course of your work.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
For some people, of course, their work involves taking life. You know, if they're a butcher, perhaps, or they're raising cattle for the market. I don't know whether that's actually quite within it, but seems to me pretty well in the wrong livelihood category. Well, it's a breach of precepts.
Kusala is kusala, akusala is akusala. When we see closer and closer, we can see the difference.
What perplexes me a little bit is why it's a different jetasika. If the wrong speech or the abstention from wrong speech is in the course of one's livelihood as opposed to
just
outside one's livelihood.
Just it's the livelihood, not the ordinary life. Like if you kill an ant, it's not for your livelihood.
Right.
But if you kill chicken.
Yeah. But I just don't see why there's a difference.
Because they are
different
jetasikas.
Right.
Yeah.
They are different. For the monk.
That is for life, for living. And that is not for life, for living.
Okay.
So if somebody does raise animals that are going to be, is that wrong?
Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And at moment of abstaining from it,
mm-hmm.
is right, lovely.
Because the breach of the precept is not just doing the act oneself, but it's also inciting another to do, or encouraging another to do. So non-vegetarianism doesn't involve encouraging or inciting anyone else to do anything, because one receives the food already in that form.
In the plate.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people say that...
Yes, there's a widely held belief.
That if you eat meat, that somebody has to...
It's just thinking at that very moment, but no intention to kill at all.
We are just trying to discriminate between the mental state involved, not the sort of the chain effect.
Right.
Because actually you could say even if you eat vegetables, if there was pesticide used to grow the vegetables, then there's a similar connection.
It's always wrong, it always has to be wrong.
But soja does not always kill.
No, not always.
At moment of killing, one cannot say that it's kusala. And there must be intention, strong or less, or weak. You can drop a bomb, but it might not kill anyone.
But America does that a lot.
Your intention is to kill.
Because you see that karma is intention.
Yeah, but the intention of dropping the bomb is to kill.
But the action is not complete yet, because no one dies. Even you try to kill a person and that person does not die, that killing karma is not fulfilled yet.
I remember having a discussion of...
But the intention, of that intention...
Well, maybe the person who dropped the bomb think that anyone who has karma to receive the akusala karma, to condition akusala karma, will die. But those who do not have such karma to produce such result will not die.
But that person will still have that accumulation of akusala.
Akusala is akusala. Nobody. Akusala is a moment of akusala.
It seems to me there is a distinction between the soldier and the chicken farmer, in the sense that It's not the sole aim of the soldier to kill. That's not the raison d'etre of his work. Whereas the chicken farmer is purely concerned with getting something for slaughter.
So that I should know if it has killed somebody or not.
Just a moment of having intention is dhamma. And we do not think about the past or the future moments. Because you do not always have a thinking of killing, killing, killing all day long.
Right. I think Tom's question is this, though, that you take the example of the pilot who drops the bomb with the intention of killing.
Yeah, just that.
Right. And then the bomb either does or does not kill someone.
Depending on conditions.
The vipaka will be different in those two situations. Whereas the pilot himself never knows if the bomb did or did not kill someone, but the gamma must know, in a sense, because the vipaka will be different.
No. Gamma is there, that's all. And it's passed on from this moment to another moment.
Maybe I misunderstood that. You said that if you drop the bomb and it lands in the desert and nobody...
It depends on one's intention, whether you want to kill or it's just your duty. And you don't know what would happen on the ground, whether it will kill or not kill anyone at all. You do not have intention to kill 100 people or 1,000. It depends on the intention of killing.
It seems hard to understand how you could drop a bomb without the intention to kill.
Because you say that one is ordered to drop,
right?
And when one drops, and one doesn't have intention to kill 100 or 10 or 20 people.
Just like target practice.
Not really want to drop the bomb, but I must because that is my duty.
Yeah. Without or with intention to kill.
But when I drop that bomb, even though I may not want to kill, I have the intention to kill.
No, not necessarily.
Or you don't have intention to kill, but you have to drop it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So the gammas are different.
So it depends on understanding, because when you know that one will get result according to one's own karma, not just by that, see? But it depends on your own citta, whether there is intention strong or weak. Or just very short moment and then go away, fly away to other place, not thinking about killing anymore. Because all are done by different types of jittas, from moment to moment. And if we understand different jittas, then we can tell. Otherwise, it's just guessing whether it's this or that.
So it is possible for somebody who has the intention to kill an ant to have stronger kusala than someone who actually drops the bomb, because like the intention there is just to drop the bomb, not really to kill.
When we know that intention is dhamma, then we know whether that moment is dhamma or not dhamma of killing. But there must be a kusala citta, some degrees. For those who bomb with the intention of wanting to kill, 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 see, it's quite different.
Is there a different result of killing, like, this animal, like elephant or tiger, is different?
According to the cause.
More effort needed? More effort needed, more stronger intention needed to more planning. Yeah.
And there are also other functions of karma too. Whether it's only supporting karma or whether it is the karma which produces both consciousness. For functions of karma. For example, the intention preceding the action. Sometimes the action is not done yet at all, but at that moment there is the planning to kill. But it's not, but there is no killing later. Bukha-cetana. So it, this kind of karma is the supporting karma. Not the one that will lead to produce the, not the one which can produce rebirth consciousness. Because the action has been done.
Janka, can I ask a question about right effort, please? Yeah. Slightly technical, I apologize for this, but something I just wanted to clarify. Right effort, when it arises, as a factor of the fivefold path. So according to something I read in the Visuddhimagga, it performs only one of the four padana functions.
All four.
Yeah. I think this was the point that Ajahn Santi was asking about the other day.
Yeah.
And according to what I read in the Visuddhimagga, it performs all four factors at moment of super mundane consciousness, but at
when it's fulfilled.
Yeah, yeah, but at mundane level, Lokiya level, one of the four.
I have to look it up again, but I think that when it's not the Lokutra, it means any time, which is only Virya, not Sammapatthana. Because it's like Satipatthana and Sati. Even
right.
It is sati cetasika,
right.
But sati of at level of dana and sila is not satipatthana.
Right.
So when we talk about vayama or
right.
Virya,
right.
Ordinary,
right.
It's not the one which arises with the sammasati.
Mm.
But all of this has to grow
mm.
and cultivate until the moment of Lokutra,
right.
Then all of this is fulfilled.
Yeah.
It doesn't
yeah.
mean that it arises one and then the other one and
right.
then the other one. And
right.
how can they become
yeah.
Sammapatthana,
yeah.
the four Sammapatthana? Yeah. But anyway, I will look
yeah.
it up again.
Yeah. The same passage.
And did you have a look at it?
Yes.
So, in Visuddhimagga?
Yes.
And
English
what,
translation.
Yeah, what does it say?
It said that for Virya
uh-huh.
and also for Sati.
Yeah.
Each in the Lokiya level,
yeah.
it is one of the four.
Yeah, so it's Lokiya level.
Yeah, Lokiya level
yeah.
is one of the
yeah.
four only.
Yeah.
But
so
at Lokutra level, all four.
Yeah.
And also that was for Sati and Virya and the Viriti.
And Viriti, I'm sure.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And one can see that this is the development of understanding reality.
Right.
So at moment of being aware,
mm.
what about the first function of Sammapatthana?
The first one is to for the arising of Kusala not yet arisen.
At that moment too, and at the three, the same.
Yeah.
At right
yeah.
at that moment,
yeah.
all four then.
Yeah.
But not completed or fulfilled.
Right.
This must develop on and on and on
mm-hmm.
until it's Lokutra. So when we read about the Lokiya, sometimes
mm.
and almost most of the time,
mm.
the Tipitaka and the commentary
mm.
talk about all types of Vriya.
Mm. Mm.
For example, when it says about the Visuddhi Chet, the seven purity, yeah, Visuddhi Chet. The first one is Sila Visuddhi. And he talk about all kind of Sila. no matter for monks or when it's the Indriya Sangvara, the Sati and so on. See, includes that because he talks about it. But that cannot be visuti when there is no awareness. So if we just read the word and we think about it, that when it's Lokiya, it has to be just one characteristic. We might not know that when it's the factor of Eightfold Path, it's different. Because it, in Atthakatha, commentaries talks in general, not particular, or specially when it's the Eightfold Path. The same as Sati. When it's talk about Sammasati, not just the Eightfold Path, even the Samatha Bhavana is Sammasati too. And but Sati is Samma anyway, for Samma Samadhi, I mean. Yes. See? Samma Samadhi doesn't mean only when it arises with awareness, but when it arises with any level. So when we talk about Sammapatthana, see, and it is Viriya, he talks about Viriya in general as well. Because one can see that at moment of being aware, all four is there, function, the function of Viriya. While when one has Viriya not with awareness, it performs just one function. But when it arises with awareness, it performs four functions, but not completed. That's why we should read and read again and again.
Right.
Yeah.
I must read again.
Uh-huh. And I will too. Yeah. Because to my understanding, I thought it over and over about Sammapatthana. And I know that when the commentary talk about one part or one word, it covers or talk in general about other things too. Meaning of Lokiya, we don't know whether it means when there is no awareness or whenever there is awareness too. But let's see, at moment of being aware, can it not be the four when there is awareness?
All four, I would say.
We can all check. We can put on the list.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's why some people think that just develop one group of Potipakkiya Dhamma that can lead to the enlightenment. But it's impossible. Because the growth of sati from ordinary satipatthana, and then when it's developed, it is satipala. See, one can see that when just at the beginning, the awareness cannot be satipala. So there must be all 37.
Complete.
Mm-hmm. Because when it's the first moment, it's a very tiny one. One cannot see the function of Sammapatthana clearly, or the function of sati as pala and as sati sampochong. See?
I must make clear, I'm talking purely from book knowledge here. Not But I noticed Ajahn Santi asked a question the other day about this, and I just thought I'd raise it.
It's good to have different people and different understanding from different parts so that we can consider what we read together.
Someone asked, can it be also in the sensor? And you explained very carefully what is the sensor and what is the minder. And then I understood, if I'm right, I'm not quite sure, that when there is awareness in the mind world, it can be salapkam.
At this very moment, can anyone separate the sensor and the mind which follows as the pavanga in between?
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. And can kusala with panya arise only one doorway or six doorways?
Six doorways.
So at that moment of the sense thought, what Panya understands
what can Vanya understand? So in the sense, so it can only understand the Rupa.
Right.
Not now.
Right.
Yeah.
But the Vipassanayana can understand both nama and rupa.
In the mind of process.
And so the kusala citta which arises through the sense process, doesn't it understand rupa much clearer than its vipassanayana?
Mm-hmm.
It cannot arise just one doorway, like the kusala citta with panya can understand the rupa clearly, but when its vipassanayana can understand all namas and rupa which arise one by one, right there, through each doorway. So the panya, at the moment of the sense process, can understand the rupa with vipassanayana, which is much more clearer than when it's not vipassanayana.
But I understood all this vipassanayana.
Must be through mind,
yeah.
For sure, it has to be mind. But is there no sense at all?
There must be.
Yeah. In order to understand both nama and rupa, in order to understand rupa without the sense process, can there be the understanding of rupa?
No.
So even it's through mind, but the sense though always there too, because now the sense though processes now covers up the mind process. Is that right? Because there must be mind process which follow each sense though after Bhavanga. See how fast it is. So nobody knows the nature of mind at all, because all the times visible object appears and sometimes sound appears. But when it's vipassanayana, the mind or process appear to vipassanayana that this is the world of mind or process. And sense though is very tiny, because it shows that the sense though must be only seven javana. And you don't have if you don't talk about the other citta, how fast and how short moment it is. So by studying, one knows that it's through sense though which mind though can understand the rupa through different sense though, and also the nama at that moment appears as no one, no body, just the mind though process. See? So how many processes, or what processes mind or sense though when it's vipassanayana? So nothing can hide the mind or process when it's vipassanayana, and it can understand the rupa through the sense though. And at that moment the kusala with panya through the sense though process is there too. So fast.
Yeah, very complicated.
You see, Kunina, when the mind process does not show up, who knows about the mind process? But when the mind process shows up, mind process all the time, and the sense process, how short it is.
In between.
So it's the mind process which can understand both nama and the rupa, but there must be the sense process as well. Otherwise it's impossible to have the precise understanding of the rupa as rupa, as it is, how short it is. And at the moment when it's sense process, is that not the kusala with right understanding through the sense?
Must be.
So it's like that, it shows up, so it is not hidden like now. And that is through mind, because mind does not understand only nama. It also understands rupa too. But since it understands, it's vipassanayana through mind, which can understand the all type of reality there, nama and rupa. And when we know that the sense door process also have kusala with panya, we can see at that very moment, when it's vipassana jnana, the sense door process also have kusala with panya, when it experiences only rupa.
So we can say satipatthana can arise in the sense door also, at the moments of vipassana jnana.
Why not?
Mm-hmm. So that's we discussed, you know.
Yes, it's good that Buddha knows.
Yeah.
Which doorway is presented itself so fast.
Yeah.
At that moment there is no doubt about sensor and minder. Because by studying one knows that there must be sensor, otherwise the rupa cannot appear through vipassana jnana.